Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
What an incredibly frustrating game. Now, actually, that game pissed me off. I'm not gonna lie to you. Whether it was the officiating, which, my God, that's not the main reason Heat lost this game, and I'm the last person that you hear making excuses about officiating. But in the first half, you had Caleb Martin get smacked on the arm on a fast break. You had Terry Rozier get smacked across the face, no call. And then Kyle Lowry was fouled by Caleb Martin, who was laying on the ground, who didn't even touch him. In that fourth quarter, you had an obvious 8-second violation that wasn't called. You had Jaime Jaquez get smacked across the arm. My God, was that officiating terrible. And then if it wasn't the officiating that was pissing me off, it was Kyle goddamn Lowry. Out of all the people, Kyle Lowry, I swear I never came so close to punching a hole in the wall than when Kyle Lowry had that ugly ass scoop layup that somehow dropped in. That guy sucks. Kyle Lowry is ass. I don't care what anyone says. He's terrible. Dude was so slow, he couldn't even catch a ball that was coming right to his hands and somehow ended up diving over the scorer's table. And Eric Reed, oh, that's not fake toughness. No, that is fake toughness. That's all for show. He sucks. He has no heart whatsoever. The man didn't want to sacrifice with Miami to come off the bench. The man thought he was still a starter quality player in this league. He's not. He's ass. Unless he's playing the Miami Heat, I guess. Tonight, Kyle Lowry finished with 16 points, 6-12 shooting. Game's not even technically over, by the way. There's like 8 seconds left. They're playing the foul game. Buddy Hield just hit two. I don't even care about that anymore. And then let me not even act like this wasn't the Heat's fault. We talked about the officiating Kyle Lowry, which was very frustrating, yes. But this Heat team is the reason that I'm the most annoyed tonight. In that third quarter, forgetting how to play basketball again, how do you keep doing that? They looked incompetent out there. Unforced turnovers, speeding down after every rebound, losing the ball out your hands without even getting touched, missing every single open shot. A lot of that was Caleb Martin. He sucked tonight. He was terrible tonight. I don't care that he had that cute little and one and put back dunk in the fourth quarter. He was awful. Caleb Martin tonight finished. Let me see what he finished with. 13 points, 6 of 14 shooting, 1 of 6 from 3. The numbers won't tell you. Caleb Martin was awful tonight. Looked like an incompetent basketball player out there, as well as the rest of the Miami Heat in that third quarter. And that's all she wrote, right? They got outscored like 15-2 to start that third quarter. Was down 12 in the fourth quarter. And then what do you know? They start to make a little bit of a comeback. Terry Rozier gets hot, hits a couple of threes. They get a couple of steals. Terry Rozier, Caleb Martin, Patty Mills even hits a giant three. And then they stop playing defense. Buddy Hield, one of the greatest shooters in NBA history, wide open. Tyrese Maxey, oh, he got 30 points. Let's leave him open again. Kyle Lowry, we know he sucks, but he's still 40% from three this year. Let's leave him open. Meanwhile, what's the shots that the Miami Heat are selling for? Jaime Jaquez fadeaways. Jaime Jaquez contested three-pointers. Jaime Jaquez is one of my favorite players in the entire league. He was ass tonight. He was terrible. You can't have these kind of games. To be honest, everybody on the Heat tonight was ass except for Bam Adebayo. And you can't have these kind of games tonight when you're playing for positioning. We're about to be in April. Philadelphia is a half a game ahead of us. Right now, you're in the play-in tournament, Miami Heat, where you don't want to be by any means. And you're playing and you're losing to a Joel Embiid-less 76ers who've been playing like garbage since Embiid has been out. And I don't care that the Heat were missing Jimmy Butler. I don't care that they're missing Tyler Hero, Nikola Jovic, and Kevin Love. I don't care because they look like an incompetent basketball team today. Let's get into some of these this box score here, because everybody today pissed me off except Bam and Abao. We'll start with Bam because I want to get a little positivity in here. That boy was hooping. I mean, I used to pray for times like this. Bam and Abao, 2 for 2 from the three-point line tonight. The man finished with 20 points, 13 rebounds, 6 assists, was cooking from everywhere. The man has some tough fadeaways today. Obviously, the 2 3-pointers, one in the corner, which is something we haven't seen before. And then another wide open one top of the key. Of course, Bam is 5 of 5 from 3 in the last 4 games now, I believe. And he had a couple nasty passes too, with outlet to Terry Rozier. And then the sensational one to Duncan Robinson. You know, if Nikola Jovic made a pass like that, and for my audio-only listeners, make sure you check me out on YouTube. I'll be showing these clips. If Nikola Jokic made a pass like that, he would have broke Twitter. But yet, people still sleeping on Bam Adebayo. I don't get it. He still slept on one of the best passing big men in the entire league, probably right behind Jokic and Sabonis. But amazing pass today. He was sensational all over the place. Started the game like 7 for 7. A little quiet in that second half, but... Well, they kind of went on a run without him in that fourth quarter, so I think Spo kept him out a little longer than I wish he would. But I suppose Thomas Bryant was fine today as well. That boy finally hit a three, although he needs to stop shooting. It was the ugliest three I ever seen. He got it to bounce in, though. But Thomas Bryant tonight did finish with 11 points on 4 of 9 shooting, so whatever. The man was a plus 12 in 11 minutes, if you care about, or 16 minutes, excuse me, if you care about that sort of thing. But that's pretty much all I got to say as far as the positives. Hayward Highsmith was better today after going like 1 for 6 yesterday. He was 4 of 7 today, 11 points. And Maxey got hot early on, but then we started seeing a lot of Caleb Hayward and even some DeLon Wright. And defensively, I do like what all of those guys provided. So although I'm about to trash the rest of those guys, I do want to say that Caleb and DeLon, they were very good on the defensive end, because once they started going on Maxey, that's when we saw Maxey slow down, because Maxey had like 17 in the first and only 1 point in the second quarter, and was relatively quiet for a lot of that third quarter too, when he did have those guys on him. They got the standings up here. I guess we could take a look real quick. Philly jumped up to 6th, and Miami is still a game back of 6th, so they're a game back of Philly, and I do believe they play Philly one more time later this season. So it's, and I think the Heat are actually down in the season series, so we'll be tied in the season series if we win the next one. Regardless, just an overall disappointing game from everyone. Going back to the box score here, Jaime Jaquez, 9 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 for 12. Dog water. That's what he was tonight. And it's really the first game by Jaime where I think I've said that about him. He's obviously had a lot of quiet games, especially since coming back with the groin injury, but I don't feel like he's ever been bad. And today, he really wasn't bad. He was god-awful. That's what Jaime Jaquez was tonight. 3-13, he was missing all kinds of shots you never expect him to miss. Settling for shots you never expect him to settle for. Because that's the guy who likes to get to his spots. But today, he settled a lot. Very disappointed in Jaime Jaquez. Had a chance to shoot a fadeaway for the lead late and settled over Kyle Lowry. Didn't even try to back him down. Just a pitiful performance by Jaime Jaquez. Again, if you're new to the channel, I'm not a hater. I love those guys. I love everyone on the team, and I love this team. But tonight, they were awful, and I'm not afraid to criticize them. There's a lot of channels and content creators out here who either always hate or always love the guys, and they try to fit an agenda. That's not what I try to do over here, right? I have my opinions. You know, I like these guys. I like some guys more than others. And I do think this Heat team can get back to the finals, right? But that doesn't mean that I'm going to sit here after every bad loss and say, oh, don't worry. It's just a bad game. They're going to be better next time. No, because I think that's garbage. And I think the content creators that do that are garbage. Let me not say they're garbage. There's people that prefer that sort of uplifting stuff after games. That's not me. I just like to call it how I see it, you know, while still acknowledging that it's just a one game of 82 and doesn't necessarily change my opinion on them. But again, I'm here to react to the game. That's what we saw tonight specifically. Duncan Robinson, though, he only played 24 minutes. He was 1 of 5. He wasn't great, but they did reveal he had some back discomfort and actually ended up missing, I think, almost the entire second half. So hopefully everything is okay with Duncan, because he obviously was very good last game, which was yesterday. And Terry was there tonight. I thought he was absolutely one of the worst players I seen out there on the court tonight. Before that fourth quarter, he was awful, could not hit anything. And it was very frustrating, because I'm looking at the guy we traded from, Kyle Lowry, hitting all his threes. And Terry Rozier, his shot selection continues to be very frustrating. And in the past, we weren't as mad because he had a lot of assists. For example, yesterday, he was 8 for 20 with 9 assists and 0 turnovers. Well, today, Terry Rozier was 8 for 21 with 1 assist and 3 turnovers. So today, he had a Tyler Hero-esque performance. Not to throw the random shade to Tyler Hero. Maybe that wasn't deserved, but he was awful today. Did get very hot in that fourth quarter to put a little bit of lipstick on the pig, but there's no two ways about it. He was awful. He was very, very bad today, and that's disappointing. I already said the same about Caleb Martin. I thought he sucked tonight. DeLon Wright got 15 minutes. Love what I saw defensively, but he was 0-for-4, and he did leave the game in the first half. We don't know what happened, but he came back in the second half, so we'll assume everything's all right. And I was curious to see what his run would be like compared to Patty Mills, because yesterday we saw about 10 minutes from Patty, 20 from DeLon. Today was a bit opposite. Today, DeLon got 15 minutes to Patty Mills, 21, and Patty Mills was 1-for-6, so I thought he was pretty awful as well. So yeah, literally, pretty much, everybody tonight sucked except Bam Adebayo and Thomas Bryant. That was the story of the game. And it was very frustrating because they just get your hopes up in that fourth quarter with that monster run all the way to tie it, all the way just to get it tied, and they can never take the lead. And somehow, every possession it comes to take the lead, they settle for a terrible, terrible shot. But when it's the time for Philly to get a big possession, oh, look, somebody's wide open. Oh, look, they're getting a wide open Kelly Oubre cut into the basket. You the Miami Heat. You the team that's been to the Eastern Conference Finals all these times, the NBA Finals twice. You're supposed to be the team that has the experience to be great in these late game situations. And they continue to not be. And it's very frustrating. Anyways, I think that's pretty much all I got to say about this game specifically. I do want to note that I'm actually going to Cleveland tomorrow. The plane leaves in probably like about 12 hours now. So, and coincidentally, the Heat play the Cavaliers next on Wednesday. I got tickets to the game. I wasted my good money to see this terrible team. So I'll be at the game. Maybe I'll fill some content and get a vlog out eventually. Probably not during the trip, though. I'm only going for a week. So you won't see me for the next couple games, most likely. But just know I'll be watching and I'll talk to y'all as soon as I get back. But most importantly, please like the video if you enjoy it and subscribe because it helps the algorithm show this to everyone. And we on the grind to 3,700 subs. Shout out to my boy Irwin. I know he's always in the comments keeping track for me and I do appreciate it. But I do appreciate all of y'all. Anyways, I'm gonna go upload this and get some rest. I got a flight to catch. I'll see ya.
Look, pull up in the city trying to get that dead fast. Do it on my own, I don't need no dead weight. Had to kill him off, yeah, I need a head space. You know this homegrown bitch don't offend me.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.